This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right. We always miss out on so much when we fail to start our day in fellowship with God, talking to Him, listening to Him, letting Him change the way we think about life and business and work and uni and relationships and our family. God wants to turn your world upside down. He wants to end up at the top of your world, the most important person in your life, because the fact is that for all of eternity, God will be the center of all things. And if we learn to recognize that reality in our lives right now, God blesses our lives. He fills them with meaning, purpose, His power, His provision. Put God first in your life. And start to take time with Him each day at the beginning of your day. We're looking this week at the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we've been looking at such a great passage in Colossians chapter 1 that describes the Lord's beauty. And I want to add a couple more verses onto that passage as we read it today, starting in verse 13. For God delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And Jesus is the image of the invisible God. He's the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things, that includes us, have been created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. He is also head of the body, the church, and He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that He Himself might come to have first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in Jesus, and through Him to reconcile all things to Himself, having made peace through the blood of His cross. Through Him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven. And although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet Jesus has now reconciled you in His fleshly body through death, in order to present you before Him, holy and blameless, beyond reproach. Do you know that you can have a wonderful relationship with God? That wasn't always true. There was a time in your life when you were alienated from God. Things were not good or right in your relationship with Him, and you could do nothing to fix that relationship because you had offended God far too deeply and because you had broken His moral law too many times. But just take a moment and in your mind, look at Jesus on the cross, struggling with excruciating pain, facing God the Father's anger and judgment. Find tears in your eyes as you see the pain, both in His body and in His spirit. But as you look, allow joy to join your sadness as you see why He is suffering so terribly. He's suffering for you. He's in pain because He's taking the judgment of God that you deserve, facing God's anger at your sin. Well, why would He do that? Because He loves you. And He wants you to be able to come to God with the confidence that your sins are completely dealt with and forgiven. There's nothing left separating you from God. Why don't you turn to the Lord Jesus right now and express what is in your heart to Him about what He has done for you? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.